Welcome to the Ministry of Grace. We trust that this message will encourage you, challenge you, and inspire you to be all that you can be.
As I was looking at today, what to share, I thought I'd share about life suddenlies. Have you ever experienced one? Life suddenlies. They creep up on you, don't they? And the good news is, as well, talking about suddenlies, ministry has appeared on our website. So if you do know someone that's missed a service, then as much as we can, we're going to put them on our site so that you can download them for yourselves. Suddenly. And I was thinking of my own life and looking at the suddenlies in my life. And the one thing that came to mind was before I was privileged to be a minister full time, which means the Lord graciously allowed me to give up my manual work and take care of his spiritual work, and I was blessed to be able to be paid for that. So that was a great transition in my life. But before that, I used to work for a landscape gardening company, and then there was a time where I had the opportunity to set up business of my own. And those of us in the room who have been in that position where we've gone from employed work to self-employed work will know there's a transition. And I was really blessed. I earned a good living, and I got most of my work from one person. And during my journey as a Christian, I've learned to trust God and not man. However, there is an element that we want to trust man as well. And I walked into a room one day and something just hit me within my spirit. I hope you understand what that means. I just felt uneasy about something. So I asked this man, was my contract going to be renewed next week? And that's how quick it was. And I had 95% of my work was with this one individual. And he looked down at the floor, and as soon as he looked at the floor, my heart sunk. And he said, well, no. And suddenly, I lost all my income. And I went home, as a good Christian does, and I was full of faith. No, I was full of fear. And I said to Susan, with tears coming down my eyes, what am I going to do? And she looked at me, and she said, who is it that gives you your work, man or God? So I said, God. God. And I was reluctant because it was a suddenly, and it overpowered me, it overwhelmed me. But the more I thought about that, and the more we prayed about that, and the more Susan encouraged me to trust God, the more I did. And that suddenly was painful. And that suddenly was suddenly. It was one day I had an income, the next day the income had gone. And yet I believed that God had called me to work for myself because he knew the plans and purposes that he had for me, which was to prosper me and not to harm me. But as you will know yourselves, when you go through suddenly experiences, it doesn't feel like that, does it? If only we could see the end before we start at the beginning, it would be easy to make the transition, the journey. But over the course of the next 12 months, God didn't just double my income, he quadrupled my income, and he blessed me so much that I could undertake a church for a period of time and take care of my family and God's family. But that suddenly really did overtake me, and I had to be reminded afresh that he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. And when the suddenlies come, there's some things we can do about that. And I want to encourage you through some scripture, through some stories through the Bible, because my words may be encouraging or discouraging, depending on how you see them, but there's nothing that will affect our lives more than God's word. And when I look back at the 10, 12 years in ministry, then the message has been the same. Christ and him crucified. The message has been the same. He is the answer to our questions. The message is the same. When we are down, he's the lifter of our head. So today is no different. The message is the same. It's Christ and him crucified. And I want to use a portion of scripture, some portions of scripture, and I hope you get this. There is a journey that I want to take you on. And there's no point me saying, have you ever had a suddenly? Because you have. Because that's the world in which we live in. We've all had suddenlies. Some of them have been really big suddenlies, and some have been small suddenlies. I hear stories. I don't know if it's happened to anyone in church, but I've heard stories where a young girl will have a tummy ache, and suddenly She has a baby. She didn't know she was pregnant. Suddenlies can come in all shapes and sizes. It can come through our finances. It can come through our health. It can come in all shapes and forms. And I want to read a portion of scripture to us. And I hope you get my heart and where I'm trying to go, because it is to encourage you. There's nothing new under the sun, the Bible says. Jesus has been there, done that, got the t-shirt. And when we look through scripture, I remember as a young Christian, I would call out to God and say, yeah, but you don't understand what it is. And then I'd read his word and I'd go, yes, you do understand what it is to be hurt and betrayed and for the suddenly to come upon you. I want to read from Matthew 8, starting at verse 23. And it says this, then he got into a boat. This is Jesus. He'd been ministering, and I assume through what the scripture says, he wanted some time on his own. So he said, I'm going to get in the boat and I'm going to go somewhere quiet. Then he got into the boat and his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake. So that indicates to me that the sea was calm before they started out on it. And then suddenly a storm came. So there they are with Jesus in the boat, and there's a storm that comes upon them in the suddenly. And there's a period of time that goes by, because it says that suddenly a furious storm, not just a small storm, but a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The storm was so furious that the disciples were afraid, yet Jesus was so exhausted that he was asleep. And so we have this picture here of the disciples being frantic and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords being peaceful and restful. And yet all around them was a storm. And the theme of this message is that regardless to how big the storm is, Jesus is bigger. He's given us a promise, hasn't he, when it comes to waters rising, that he'll never flood the earth again. He's given us a promise that he'll be with us through the storms and through the troubles, through the good times and the not so good times. So the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. He replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Have you not seen what's happening outside, is what I would have said. But Lord, look what's happening. What do you mean? Why am I so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. We know the end of the story, so we know that when Jesus is in your boat, you don't need to fear. But they didn't know that. They were still on a journey of understanding who Christ was. They was on a journey of understanding that he had rule and reign over the waves and the wind. But we have the privilege of his word. So we know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know that he is the calmer of the stormy seas. But yet, there are times in our life, my life, your life, where there will be a suddenly. It's not if and when, but there will be a suddenly. And there's some things through the message that I want to share today that will help you, remind you afresh of things you already know. How many times have you heard your local minister preach a word and then a visiting minister comes in and suddenly you go, wow, that was brilliant. Well, I've been saying that for 6 months. But suddenly you see it in a different way. And it's like God's word. You've read it from cover to cover. And then someone brings something out just in a different way. And then suddenly you go, yes, I get that. And that's what I want to interpret today. I want to bring a familiar part of God's word and bring it in a way that hopefully that you'll go, yes, I understand. And when I go through tough times, these are some of the things that I can do. So I hope that you get my heart on this and you understand the journey that I'm trying to take us on. Acts 16, starting at verse 22. The crowd joined in the attack. Now, Paul was there in the marketplace sharing God's word. And along came a woman, and he rebuked her, and the spirit left her, and suddenly there was men without an income. Read the story in Acts, and you'll understand this process. They weren't happy with Paul and Silas, so they called upon the magistrates. It says this, the crowd joined in the attack against Paul.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Ministry of Grace. We trust that you have been inspired, and our prayer is that you will be blessed that you may be a blessing to those around you.